So I want to talk with you today some about the cyber threat landscape, right? Try and pull some themes out for you, try and help you make sense of what all these news stories were constantly barraged, what they actually mean, and then go into how our legal teams can work better together, and then I want to close with giving you something that I would desperately want you to steal from AT&T. We were just talking about stealing intellectual property. I promise you I have approval from our attorneys to let you steal this. And it's the method that we use to deal with threats, and it has changed the game for us. So we'll close with that. First, a little introduction. 16 years at AT&T, 20-ish in information security overall. As the bio said, I support 8,000 retail locations. There's a bunch of fun statistics on here about AT&T. We move something like 137 petabytes a day through our network. We're increasingly becoming a media company or an entertainment company. So we are the largest pay TV provider in the United States, hope to own one of the largest movie studios and production companies here very soon. And if having 134 million wireless subscribers wasn't enough to motivate me to make sure that we stay secure, there's two statistics that aren't on this slide that are more important to me. And that is that we are the most widely held stock by retirees, right? So there's a whole lot of people who are counting on us being able to deliver our dividend for their livelihood. And that is a responsibility we hold dear, that I hold dear. And the last statistic is that my mom is a customer of ours.